This is my first
visit.
Nice
talking to you.
What time does the concert start?
It's kind of you to say
so. Excuse me, how can I get to the Palace Museum?
Taipei is an overpopulated city and the land is expensive.
你说英语，
我说英语，
他也说英语，
英语你我他。
Hello, everybody. 我是方巨晴 Christina.
大家好，我是江梦彤 Myrtle.
昨天呢？问到几点钟，那么回答 It's about 6:40, 大概是六点四十分了。那么时间要做什么呢？原来啊，是要赶着去听音乐会呢。这就是我们今天的主题咯。
Excuse me, do you have the time?
My watch is a few minutes fast. It's about 6:40, I think.
Is it? Oh no, the concert will begin in 20 minutes. Are we too late to get there?
If we start now, we can make it by taxi.好，我们再听一首中文翻译的对话。Excuse me, do you have the time?
对不起，请问现在几点钟？
My watch is few minutes fast.
我的表快了几分钟。
It's about 6:40, I think.
我想大概是六点四十吧。
Is it?
六点四十？
Oh, no.
哦，糟了。
The concert will begin in 20 minutes.
音乐会二十分钟之后就要开始了。
Are we too late to get there?
我们是不是太晚了？
If we start now, we can make it by taxi.
如果我们现在出发的话，搭计程车还来得及的。
昨天提到 my watch is a few minutes fast. 我的表快了几分钟。It's about 6:40, I think. 大概是六点四十分了。好，我们先看看 few 这个字的用法。F-E-W 跟加了 A 在前面 a few 是不一样的哦。江老师帮我们介绍一下这两个。
没有冠词那个就是否定的意思，是几乎没有。有冠词的那个 a few 呢，就是有几个，不多，有几个。比方说，我在美国没什么朋友，我说 I have few friends in America。但是如果你要讲说我在美国朋友不多了，还是有几个，那你就说 I have a few friends in America。
所以 few 是指几乎没有，很少，相当于否定的意思了。A few 是有一些，它的意思就是 some 的意思。但是有一点很重要哦，你从江老师的例句也听出来，不管是 few 或者 a few， 后面所接的名词一定是可数的，而且一定是复数哦。那这让我想到另外一个字，就是 little 跟 a little。little 是 L-I-T-T-L-E， 如果你只用 little， 同样的，它的意思也是几乎没有。那加 a 在前面 a little 是还有一些，但是要注意哦， little a little 后面都要接不可数的名词。给我们再举个例子吧。
OK， 比方说没什么时间了， there is little time left。 如果你要说还有一点点时间， there is a little time left。
there is little time left， 几乎没什么时间了。 there is a little time left，还有一点点时间，记得哦，它后面接不可数名词 time 在这里是不可数的。比如我说考试太难了，很少人考及格诶。
哦，既然你说很少人的话，那就表示有点否定的意思了。我们就要讲 The examination was so difficult that few students passed.
The examination was so difficult that few students passed.那 examination 是考试 E-X-A-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N difficult 困难的 D-I-F-F-I-C-U-L-T 所以很少人通过，我们就用 few students passed。 那如果我说虽然考试很难，还是有一些同学考得不错。
OK， 虽然的话我们该用 although A-L-T-H-O-U-G-H。Although the examination was difficult, there were still a few students doing very well.
There were still a few students doing very well. 还是有一些，所以我们用的 a few. 再举个例子，用 little 的。因为啊，我对电脑懂得不太多，所以恐怕帮不上什么忙哎。
那就是该用否定的啦，所以要说 I'm afraid I can give you little help.
I'm afraid I can give you little help.那如果说虽然我对电脑懂得不是很多，不过我想我还是可以给一点点帮忙的。
哦，那这样有肯定的意义了，所以我要讲说 I think I can still give you a little help.
Yeah, I think I can still give you a little help. 接下来他说 Is it? 是吗 Oh no, 糟糕了 The concert will begin 20 minutes. Concert, C-O-N-C-R-T 是音乐会 Begin, B-E-G-I-N 是开始那 in 20 minutes
就是20分钟之后
啊、哦，所以 in 加一段时间通常是指那段时间之后 in 20 minutes 所以我们用到了未来式 will begin 接着他问说 Are we too late to get there? 这边有个句型 too T-O-O 加个形容词 too late 然后再加 too T-O 加个动词 to get there 这什么意思呢
哦，就是太晚了而不能够准时到达了
所以 too 的句型是太怎么样而不能了就像比如说糟糕了现在已经3:35了到银行恐怕是太晚了
It's too late to go to the bank
It's too late to go to the bank 再举个例子比如说这个小孩太小了年纪太轻了一个人做这工作恐怕不行嘞那要怎么说
The boy is too young to do the work by himself
The boy is too young to do the work by himself 如果你在家收到一封信上面说你中奖了得到一辆全新的汽车听起来好像不太可能哎
The news is too good to be true
没错 The news is too good to be true 如果说时间太晚了恐怕是赶不上音乐会了、
哦、我想我们应该讲说 It's too late to go to the concert
It's too late to go to the concert那他回答是说 If we start now, we can make it by taxi. Start, S-T-A-R-T, 就是出发的意思。如果现在出发的话呢 we can make it by taxi. Make it, 这边怎么说
哦赶得上。
哦我们就可以赶得上。怎么去呢 ?by taxi. 一般呢 by 加上一个交通工具记得不要加冠词哦就是用这样子的交通工具我们就讲 by 什么 by taxi 坐计程车那搭公车呢
by bus
自己开车呢
by car
坐火车
by train
搭飞机
plane
走路
on foot
哦，江老师没有上当走路要说 on foot 不可以用 by 哦要说 on foot foot F-O-O-T 是我们的脚用我们的脚走过去就叫 on foot 我们要复习两个片语第一个就是 few a few 加复数可数的名词 little a little 也加不可数的名词比如说我没什么钱呢钱是 money 不可数我要说 I have little money 如果说我还有一点钱我们就用 a little I have a little money 如果说冰箱里面还有几个蛋还有一点牛奶 I have a few eggs and a little milk in the refrigerator 第二要复习的呢就是 too to 加上一个形容词后面再接一个不定词 to 加动词的句型了比如说哇这个茶太烫了我没办法喝 The tea is too hot to drink
Highlight of the day 好各位朋友动词的 do 跟 make M-A-K-E 都是做的意思但是习惯上搭配不同的名词比方说泡茶我们用 make tea 那做家庭作业呢我们该用 do homework 由此两个例句我们可以知道 do 是指做某个动作 make 呢则是表示制造出以前不存在的东西你在做什么你可以用 what are you doing 或者是 what are you making 但是假如说这个人在煮饭他在 cooking你当然该讲 What are you doing? 如果他在做一个蛋糕的话那你一定要说 What are you making? You can make it by taxi? 那这个地方当然指你坐计程车一定赶得上的。各位朋友我们常听到一个广播词 Trust me, you can make it 就是相信我你一定会成功的。
今天我们的时间又到了我是方巨琴
我是江梦彤
欢迎下次同一时间继续收听